This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the fourth Reinvest Global Industrial Meet at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Mr. Modi will also flag off the second phase of Ahmedabad Metro, connecting Ahmedabad to Gandhinagar and GIFT City. Prime Minister will also interact with the beneficiaries of PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana today. Later in the day, Mr. Modi is scheduled to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees, which include country's first Vande Bharat Metro train between Ahmedabad and Bhuj. The fourth Reinvest Global Renewable Energy Meet and Expo has been organized by the Union Ministry of New and Renewable Energy. The meet will highlight India's impressive progress in renewable energy manufacturing and deployment. Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will be present at the inaugural session. The campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. These districts are Doda, Kishtwar, Ramban, Anantnag, Pulwama, Kulgam and Shopian. The polling for second and third phase will be held on September 25 and October 1. Counting of votes will be taken up on October 8. Jammu and Kashmir Assembly has 90 seats, including 74 general seats, 7 reserved for scheduled castes and 9 for scheduled tribes. Campaigning is in full swing for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address 3 rallies today at Ramban, Kishtwar and Pader areas of the Chenab Valley. 8 assembly constituencies of the Chenab Valley in Jammu division are going to polls in the first phase. Election campaign has also picked up pace for single-phase assembly polls in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Interacting with the media in Karnal yesterday, Haryana election in charge and BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said the BJP government in the state worked in the interest of farmers, women and youth during the last 10 years. India has launched Operation Sadbhav to provide humanitarian assistance to Typhoon Yagi-affected countries, Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam. India sent urgent relief materials to Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam to assist them in dealing with the impact of the major typhoon. These countries are reeling under massive floods after Asia's most powerful storm hit this year. 3 countries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said 10 tons of aid, including dry ration, clothing and medicines, were dispatched to Myanmar on board Indian naval ship INS Satpura. A military transport aircraft of the Indian Air Force is carrying 35 tons of aid to Vietnam and 10 tons of relief materials to Laos. These include genset, water purification items, hygiene supplies, mosquito nets, blankets and sleeping bags. Our correspondent reports that India has been among the first responders in providing humanitarian assistance and disaster relief to impacted countries. Operation Sadbhav is part of India's broader effort to contribute to humanitarian assistance and disaster relief within the ASEAN region in line with its Act East policy. Eid Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervour in various parts of the country today. Milad Mehfils and Seerat conferences will be held highlighting the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Milad processions are also being organised to mark the occasion. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today due to deep depression over Gangetic West Bengal. Met Department said the deep depression moved west and west-northwards with a speed of 5 km per hour during the past 6 hours. It is likely to weaken into a depression and move northwestwards across Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh during the next 48 hours. India will face South Korea at the Asian Champions Trophy 2024 semi-final in Hulunbuir, China today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. India is the only unbeaten team in the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.